Welcome to the Elijah Force podcast, an Elijah Streams production. Our focus is to bring a new dimension of spiritual gifting through prayer and intercession, the seer gifting, discerning of spirits, and more. And now here's your host, Julie Smith.
Hello, everyone. My name is Julie Smith. I'm the host of Elijah Force. Happy 2026 to all of you. Can you believe it's a new, fresh year with the Lord? And we're just seeing things shake across the nations and our nation. God is not wasting any time, and it's just an exciting time to watch all that God is doing and co-labor with him. My guest today is Candace Smithyman, who's the founder of Dream Mentors International, and she's going to share powerful 2026 words about walking into kingdom dominion, multiplication, divine alignment, and supernatural acceleration. I love that word, supernatural acceleration. And she's going to unpack all of that for us on today's show. But before we get into all that, we're going to run this Will video clip and show you where your generous donations are going.
When clean water flows, everything changes. Not just for a village, but for individuals. Like Angel, who battles sickle cell. Before, contaminated water only made her fight harder, draining her strength. But now, with clean water, she has hope and a future. Like Sandra, a mother who fought to keep her twins alive. Dirty water was one of their greatest enemies, but today, with clean water, they are thriving. And like so many others whose lives are forever changed, one well, one drop, one miracle at a time. Donate online at ElijahStreams.com/donate or mail a check today to Elijah Streams, 525 2nd Avenue Southwest, Suite 629, Albany, Oregon, 97321.
Ah, look at those beautiful babies. And as the clip said, will you change a life today? Will you change a life? And you have helped us change many lives. We've dug close to 700 wells now for the beautiful people of Uganda. And we're doing one every day. And we have a vision of doubling that, two wells a day. And we can only do it through your incredible generosity to Elijah Streams. And if you feel led, please go to ElijahStreams.com/donate today. And we so thank you for all of your support. So with that, let's bring on my guest today, Candace Smithyman.
The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. You were born for such a time as this. Your prayers are powerful and bring God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Seers, dreamers, and discerners, arise. You are highly gifted and anointed. All warriors, arise. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. You are a force to be reckoned with.
Hello, Miss Candace Smithyman. Happy New Year to you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm always blessed and honored to be a guest on Elijah Force. And so thank you so much, Julie, for having me.
You are glowing. The glory of the Lord is on you. I just see that right now. You are glowing. It's going to be a good show.
Amen. I believe that. I believe that. And the Lord is releasing his glory all over the world. And so I'm just so excited to share about the divine setups he has for us in 2026.
And your show is called Glory Road, isn't it? You're the host of Glory Road Television. It's all over you.
That's right.
Ooh, awesome. Yeah. Yeah. So I always like to start with our guests giving us a little update, maybe sharing a few things about your family. And how was your Christmas holiday season?
Oh, it was amazing. It's always wonderful to be with family and just love Christmas. And my husband and I got a chance to, we went to England, France, and Switzerland.
Oh, and we have a picture of
ministering.
That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All three of those nations.
Bring it up, guys. Yeah, there you are. Ooh, I love that. Yeah, Switzerland and England. Oh, it was pretty chilly this time of the year, isn't it?
It was, but for a Floridian, it was so refreshing. Yeah, at Christmas time, I always love to go places where there's mountains and there's snow because it just really helps me connect with the Lord in that right season. You know, in Florida, you know, we don't get all that. So I love to travel to the colder nations during the winter months.
Awesome. And then you have a picture with your family, your kids and grandkids. Oh, quite the clan there. Wow.
Yes, I know. I have 3 children. 2 of them are married and I have 5 grandbabies. And Ooh. So Adam and I, our quiver is very full. And as you can see, the grandbabies are very, very close in age. So we have just a busy tribe right now, but it's absolutely wonderful.
Lots of birthdays back to back, huh?
Yes.
Awesome. I love it. And speaking of family, you have something called Donut Day. How fun is this? Let's bring that picture up and tell us, what are you guys doing? You're making donuts there.
We are. And this was actually Christmas Day. It kind of changes between Thanksgiving all the way through Christmas, depending upon when all of my kids can gather together. Everybody's busy schedules, that kind of thing. But this happened to be on Christmas Day. We gathered together, and this is a tradition of my husband's family. His mother used to make homemade donuts, and you know, making the yeast, the bread, the full donut, and then dipping it in hot oil, and then having all kinds of really great confectioner's icing with sprinkles. And so we've been doing that for many, many years. And then as my kids were growing up, it was a family tradition, and now here they are experiencing that with us, and my grandkids are making the donuts also. So they're putting all of the chocolate, vanilla, and the sprinkles on. It's a very, very special tradition.
You guys make those from scratch?
We do. Whoa. Yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, I got to say, okay, like I cheat a little bit. What I mean by that is my mother-in-law, she would make all the bread dough by scratch. And my daughters probably do a better job than I do. I go to the local grocery store and I get the pizza dough, and then I let it rise for 2 days. I punch it out. And that is how we make quick, fast, really good donuts without my having to go through all that work.
Pizza crust for donuts. Interesting. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
So fun. Oh, love it. There's nothing like family time, especially during the holidays. We had such a great time too. We made tacos, we made spring rolls, we made Szechuan beef, and of course all the Christmas trimmings, you know, because I'm Asian too. So we always, you know, throw in some Asian food, not just all American food, but it's usually an international mixture of Christmas treats and all that. So awesome.
I love that. I love Asian food. It's some of my favorite, especially Thai food. So yes, I come into agreement with you. Let's have some Thai on Christmas. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Awesome. Well, I know you have an exciting word for 2026 about the season of dominion, multiplication, and divine alignment. And we're actually seeing this happen before our very eyes. We're already seeing a season of God taking dominion over the nations and multiplication. We're seeing justice come, and God is doubling down on justice this year. And, you know, I think about Venezuela, and they just got, you know, God just came in and dominated that, you know, using President Trump now, and the people are being liberated. And the same thing, we're on the brink of it with Iran right now. The underground church of Iran, their prayers are being answered. They're the fastest growing church I heard in the world right now. And so it's amazing what God is doing in liberating the nations right now.
He is. You're so right. I actually heard the Lord speak to me just a couple days ago, and he said, Candace, this is the Great Reset. He says, I know that we called it the Great Reset, right? During that COVID time, that was the beginning of it. And he's saying, so this is still the Great Reset. You know, we want to say, okay, things got reset during COVID. And yes, they did. But this is a continuation of it and an acceleration. And we are seeing God reset global economy in a major way. And of course, upturning corruption and, you know, those who are doing evil in the earth, they're being exposed, but then God is bringing in order and alignment with the kingdom. And so it truly is a year of Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28, the mandate that God gave Adam and Eve when he said that we should dominate, multiply, replenish, mm-hmm. increase, and subdue, right? He called them good. Yes. He said, you're in my image, and now this is what I want you to do. And so mm-hmm. here in this year, 57, 86, and 2026, because you know they overlap here.
Yes.
Six is that number letter in the Hebrew, Vav, and it means connector. So we're connecting heaven to earth. We're connecting the mandate that God spoke to Adam and Eve, which is a heavenly mandate. Because if you remember, Julie, there was no sin in the garden when those instructions mm-hmm. were given. And because Jesus has redeemed all things, he's taking us back to the Garden of Eden, understanding that all time has been redeemed. And now he's saying, my people now go and follow after the reset that I'm making in the earth and take that dominion and begin to multiply.
Wow. And you know, I was thinking about this the other day, just as you're talking about the Garden of Eden, it made me think of, you know, when Adam and Eve were here on earth. I mean, I thought of this too. It's like, there was no sickness on the earth, was there? There was no need for healing, was there? Mm-hmm. And now we see sickness and disease everywhere. I mean, what an incredible time to come back to the reset. I mean, wouldn't it be amazing to not see sickness anymore on the earth? Just think about that for a moment. They were perfect in their bodies, and there was no sickness or disease. They were living the good life here. And it's like, wow, I would love to see that again. And well, you know, I love the reset. Mm-hmm.
Technically, the reason we have sickness, right, is because that is when death entered, is when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit. Yes. So they took us into a death realm. And now mm-hmm. that realm, which we get born into, is a realm where there is death, there's sickness, there's evil. There are these things, right?
Yeah.
But this is how the reset is so amazing. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, because Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 through 17 says he has redeemed the time. And that, which means he's brought us back. He's ransomed back all that was lost to put us back into the Garden of Eden. And that terminology, Julie, is really like when we talk Garden of Eden, we're saying seated with Christ in heavenly places. It's the same yes. verbiage. Okay, so Paul talks about being seated with Christ in heavenly places. That equals Garden of Eden. So Jesus brought us back to that. Now it's our job to operate in faith and begin to see the fullness made manifest, where we are walking without sickness, without evil, without sin, these kinds of things. He made a way for that to happen, but we're the connectors between heaven and earth that are called to put one foot in front of the other, declare it, decree it, and see it come to pass.
Awesome. And, you know, I've been praying to walk in resurrection power. That's been my prayer. And we've been hearing more and more words of people saying, we're going to walk in resurrection power this year like never before. And even Kat Kerr has shared that she sees massive resurrections and raisings from the dead coming. And others have shared the same thing. They just see Lazarus coming forth. And God is resurrecting, you know, not only our you know, bodies, but our destinies and our dreams. And I'm just yes. so excited about what he's doing this year with resurrection as well, and nations.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? You're right. Because what is the resurrection? But it is the mm-hmm. power to defeat sin, death, and the grave.
Yes.
And really, that is where sickness and evil lie, is sin, death, and the grave. And so resurrection power gives us the ability to be reset, right? Because when he resurrected, mm-hmm. he reset time, right? He ransomed
Ooh, yes.
time. He gave us back the existence of the Garden of Eden. The disparity is that we don't know how to walk in it. We don't know how to walk at that high level. We've been given so much prosperity, but we don't know how to operate in it. And then I'm going to go one step further and say, mm-hmm. let's learn how to walk in resurrection power. And then let's keep our seat, which is ascension power. And that after mm-hmm. the resurrection, Jesus took his seat. And the word says he took his church with him, because this is what the Apostle Paul speaks about, which means that it is even more final than just seeing what the resurrection power can do. It's more final. It's taking a new seat. It's now saying you have now been given the fullness of the Garden of Eden back at you. Now, what shall you do with it as you prepare ye the way of the Lord? Exciting.
Oh, that's so good. I'm thinking of this quick dream I had last week. I was, my mom has gone on to be with heaven, gone on to be in heaven. And I was sitting with her under a beautiful, huge tree. And I knew we were somewhere in Thailand and it looked like the tree of life. And we were just sitting there chatting under this incredible tree. So I started looking for big trees in Thailand. And I saw one in Northeast Thailand where we're from. And to me, it speaks of the leaves in the tree are for the healing of the nations. That's Revelations 22:2. And we are in a time for healing of the nations coming through the leaves, you know, in the tree of life. And the tree of life, you know, was there at the beginning. And I just think that, you know, like you said, it's a reset. Here we go. Healing of the nations. The leaves in the tree are for the healing of the nations. And that's coming as well. There you go.
You're absolutely right. And we're seeing that, just like you mentioned Venezuela or Iran, you know, we're seeing France, Germany, England, you know, all Australia, nations rising and saying, you know what, we're taking back our territory and we're going to stand for life. We're going to stand for who God is. We're going to fight back against evil. We're going to stop the corruption and the ways that we've been doing things or allowing things to be done. And now we're going to reset and begin to see the prosperity that was spoken of in Genesis chapter 1 when Adam and Eve were given life through God himself. And of course, that was on the sixth day, which makes Vav so powerful because Vav is the number six. And it is representative too of the day that Adam and Eve were first created. So it's like he's saying in 5786 and 2026, my people who are created in my image are now going to be ruling at a level of dominion and multiplication that like they've never seen before. And this is the year of favor where I'm going to be giving them the favor with the nations so that they can come in and begin to declare and decree and see the dead things come to life. I'm getting excited.
Yeah, dead things come to life. Again, that's that resurrection power. It's coming to the nations. But this is going to air on Monday, and it'll be exciting to see what's happening in Iran. You know, by then, things are changing daily. And I've even heard President Trump is ready to get involved because the leader of Iran is killing people by the droves for speaking up and using their voice. And they're crying out for change. And I know God is answering the prayers of the underground church. And they're not about, they're not underground anymore. They're overground and they're speaking and they're prophesying and they're ready to take their land back and give dominion to the Lord. And multiplication, that's such an awesome word because, you know, it happened first in Venezuela. Now it's happening in Iran and it's going to keep happening in the nations. This is going to be multiplied what started at the beginning of the year.
Thanks for listening. The Elijah Force podcast is made possible by donations like yours. To become a partner, go to ElijahForce.com/give.
That's exactly right. And you know, as you're talking, I'm really feeling the fire here. Part of the multiplication too is that the earth would begin to walk at the levels of prosperity that we had in the Garden of Eden. Remember, they had no need. It's funny because the word Eden scrambled is need, okay? There is no need in Eden. Eden had no need. And when Jesus died, buried, and resurrected, he defeated sin, death, and the grave, ransomed back every need that we had, and he positioned us in fullness. And now it's time for the church to believe it and begin to activate what Jesus did more than 2,000 years ago. Can we be carriers of that resurrection and that ascension power? And really, resurrection power is the power to go in, to declare a decree, to take back, to do what needs to be done. Yes. But ascension power means we take our seat. It means we tell the devil, we're not getting off of this land here, but we're going to hold our seat. We're going to grow it, we're going to multiply it, and we're going to increase it. So we can take a dominion, but until we say, we're stamping this for God, now it then is positioned with that new foundation to then go forth and multiply. And we're seeing prosperity is going to return to the nations, Julie. This is what this fight is about, is the global reset had everything to do, not only with the souls of man, but also with the economics of the nations. And we're seeing our president decide to go in and stop where the prosperity of each nation has been diminished by the corruption. He's saying no. And it's like, and listen, I'm just saying God's saying no. Okay, God's saying, no, stop holding on to my resources for your personal use and to raise yourself up. But those resources are for the healing of the nations, Revelation 22:22. And so God's saying, listen, I'm not only going to free my people, but I'm going to free the resources of each land that's been given so that we can begin to step into the fullness and prosperity of the original design. I believe it.
Yes, yes, and amen. And then you had a section here to talk about consecration and purification and how that opens up the call for all this. This is all great, but God is calling us to be consecrated and purified, to take the dominion, to multiply and all that. Tell us why this is so important to position ourselves doing this right now.
Yes, of course, we're in the Gregorian calendar year of 2026. We are in the month of January, which is the first of 12 months on our Gregorian calendar. But we are also on the Hebrew calendar in the month of Tevet. And the month of Tevet is representative of purification. It's the month where Esther, in Esther chapter 2, verse 16, she found herself coming into the house of Xerxes and being purified for an entire year before she took her proper position as queen of the nation. And so Tevet and January overlap. Okay, so the Hebrew calendar and the Gregorian calendar, they get married in January to a common theme. And that theme is, this is a time to set yourself apart for the Lord. You should be praying, fasting, giving, threefold cord. We should be saying, Lord, purify me and consecrate me because I'm crossing over into the Gregorian calendar year. And of course, it just happens to match the Hebrew calendar purification month. So we're crossing over in the fullness of purification. Many of us are fasting, we're praying, we're giving, we're seeking God for what we need to let go of so that we can step into new and fresh alignment with Him. So this month of first fruits means that we are accepting that we are the first of the brothers and sisters that have come from the first fruit, which is Christ Himself. Okay, so Christ Himself is the first fruit, and we are the many, the sons and daughters that come from Him. So we set ourselves apart as a living sacrifice, and we humble ourselves before God, and we say, Lord, purify me and consecrate me, set me apart that I might hear you and that I might hear and see the new fresh vision you have for this Gregorian calendar year. So that God, we can rule and reign with you in the territories that you're asking us to lead in. And this can be, it's kind of a radical time. The heavens are open. There's dreams. There's visions. God is telling people, don't do this anymore. Stop this. Start. So there's great directive here in this month of January. So first fruits is powerful. First fruits is a foundational message from the Lord. He builds all the other months off of the consecration of this month. So I think that's the biggest thing I need to share with people is consecrate yourself, because it's going to build February all the way through December off of this month, or he's going to build the rest of 5786 off of a month of purification. So it's resetting our foundation is what we are doing. I'm hearing in the spirit prophetically, we keep saying global reset, reset your foundation. It is a time to reset right now.
Oh, that's so good. And I love that, you know, a lot of people this time of the year are doing the Daniel fast and are fasting. And, you know, that resets us spirit, mind, soul, body. Even you're cleansing your body from, you know, everything in the holidays. And we love the holidays, but, you know, you're kind of cleansing your body. The temple is the Holy Spirit. And the Lord has been just reminded me of that too. It's like we're cleaning our temples when we fast. You're getting connected spiritually more to hear from the Lord more and to be positioned and consecrated and purified. But we're really purifying and consecrating our bodies as well when we do fast this time of the year, aren't we?
No, you're absolutely right. It's like cleansing the tabernacle, the mm-hmm. sanctuary in which our spirit, our soul, and our body. So your body's like the, you know, the fullness of the temple. And then of course our spirit is the holy of holies, and the soul, the mind, will, and the emotions are like the inner court, right? And so we're positioning ourselves and we're getting cleaned up during this time. I know the Lord's been revealing to me much about the portal of purity. Right now during this time in purification, I've been stepping into this portal of purity in my heart, Julie. Let me just share what that means.
Yes.
It's been like a kind of a deep place for me. God's been showing me about the purity of all that that I'm doing and thinking about. Okay. So it's not even like, you know, we think evil thoughts or things of that sort. It's really just, are your thoughts on your own agenda? It's as simple as that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let us be pure and lay down our own agendas, our own plans, our own ways of doing things, and pick up a revelation of his way. And even in our giving, that he doesn't want us to give to get, he wants us to give to honor him. Now that's a pure offering, right? Mm-hmm. It's like we're saying, God, you know, and this is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits of all of your increase. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats will have new wine, new wines, new opportunities. And so this is a time to honor God. And so he's been taking me in and out of this purity portal. And he's been just dealing with me on speaking to me about all aspects of my thought processes and entering into greater levels of purity. And when we do that, that opens up new realms for us. This is what I'm excited about, is when we come through consecration and we step into next levels of purity, we gain a wisdom around purity, and it will open up a new realm for us. And that new realm behind that door, Julie, is greater wisdom and understanding about who God is, right? Because we go up the mountain, you know, who ascends the mountain? Pure hands and a clean heart, right?
Yes.
So it's like we're ascending. So I'm ascending into these purer places than I've walked before. And I'm excited because as we want to see the glory released in the earth, purity is a key aspect of that.
And I was thinking about your word, divine alignment. We're divine. We're aligning divinely with heaven when we're doing this. And Jesus is our ultimate picture of purity. I mean, he took Jesus, who died on the cross without sin, to purify the earth as we receive him. We get purified, you know, in the blood as we receive him as our savior. And so purity is such a huge, you know, topic and that leads us to an incredible anointing, doesn't it? I mean, being pure in heart, like you said, it just leads us into so much more. And I think we don't talk about this enough. Purity is really important to the Lord, and it gets us closer and closer to him.
It does, because he is the fullness of purity, righteousness, mm-hmm. and holiness, and he wants his people to be such. And so when we choose to consecrate ourselves during this time and lay down our agendas, that's part of the consecration process. Yeah. He then opens up doors where we can know him more. And Julie, isn't that what this whole thing is about? It's about knowing him more. It's about understanding who he is at new levels. We have to grab a hold of a new revelation of who God is each and every year. This is why I love the Hebrew calendar so much, is because every month is revealing a new revelation of who he is sharing himself to be that month. And the month of Tevet is that month where he says, I am the God who will purify you. And he begins to start that purification. And he does it because he wants his bride, his pure bride, to be able to connect with him. And so as we go from glory to glory, we go from purity to purity. So you enter purity, you enter glory. You enter another purity, another year of glory. And so we grow in this, and I'm growing in this just like everybody else. And so he's been opening these doors. He's been cracking them into these portals of purity. And I've been like amazed to tap into something that is without consciousness. It's without our own agendas. It's without my trying to press something or push something. It's just a supernatural revelation of making pure choices and decisions all the time. And it's amazing how we don't do that. We don't really think about it, because most of what we do in life is try and save ourselves, right? So you step into a pure place, and basically you're putting yourself at the feet of Jesus saying, no, you save me. And I'm going to lay down my agendas, my manipulation, my control, my unforgiveness, my bitterness, my resentment. I'm going to lay it down. I'm going to lay down the impure things. And that is all impurity. I'm going to lay that down, and I'm going to pick up a new revelation of who you are and who I am in the realms of purity.
Yeah. Before we go today, we'll have you pray. And I would love for you to pray over viewers for a purity portal. That's such a key word right there. I think it's really going to help us walk into a fresh new way and hear God clearer and be closer to him. We need a purity portal over all of us. So we'll definitely ask you to pray for that. And you wanted to talk about walking in wisdom in 2026. And more people are saying they're just getting increase of hearing the Lord and revelation and more wisdom. And I'm experiencing that myself. So tell us how important walking in wisdom is this year and how we can all receive it.
Yes, you know, and again, I think wisdom and purity go hand in hand.
Yes.
King Solomon, you know, what made him so wise is because when the Lord asked him, you know, what is it that you want? You know, basically he didn't say, you know, I want more jewels. I want more of this. He wasn't coming from an impure place, which we do. Oh, give me some of this. He said, you know, I want wisdom. Right. And I think that needs to be our prayer here at the beginning of the year. Lord, give me wisdom. And wisdom is bringing more of who God is into our heart. So the purity portal opens and the wisdom begins to flow, because God will read wisdom to that which is pure. So as we concentrate, this is why people are seeing heightened wisdom, is because they're willing to lay down the impure things, and they're willing to consecrate themselves, be living sacrifices. And he says, okay, then we're on the same plane. Let me pour into you my wisdom. Because God says, my wisdom cannot rest in a tabernacle that is impure. So the moment we, the Church of Jesus Christ, begin to step in holistically, collectively together, the Holy Spirit works on us, and God releases this purity portal with the wisdom on the inside of it to prepare us for what's coming. Because you know what? Without wisdom, we can't accomplish what it is that God wants to have done on the earth, because we must know him. We must know him. And he is indeed wisdom. He's the wise one. And he's not just throwing out his wisdom just randomly. Come on. He's giving it to those people who say, Lord, I want to know you, and I want to know your ways. I want to live in your wisdom. I'm not looking for greater riches. I'm looking for the wisdom to manage the resources that you've brought forth. So I see that God is releasing incredible wisdom. Proverbs says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Yes. And that word fear actually means the reverential fear of the Lord. Now, that's pretty special, because it means we're revering God. So when we hold up God high in regard, that will open up wisdom. right? That will open up wisdom. Yes. And actually, if you break down that word a little more, it means the fearfulness of the Lord. So there's a fullness measure to it, which means the reverential fullness of God will release wisdom. And that level of understanding and him inviting us to want to be with him like that, that is so important to me, you know, because Julie, you know, we can't do anything. We can't do anything without wisdom. I mean, no matter what we ask God for, if we don't have the wisdom, we're going to fail right there. So we need to submit ourselves to him as the wisdom giver.
Wow. I was thinking about, you know, this word the Lord gave me years ago. He said, when the spirit of wisdom rests on a nation, everything prospers.
Yes.
So we need to be asking for the spirit of wisdom to rest, not visit, not an encounter, but the spirit of wisdom resting on us, resting on a nation. Everything prospers. And it's not, you know, just money. It's everything, you know, everything that you can prosper in, you know, hearing from the Lord, a relationship with God, and, you know, an abundance and overflowing, you know, sickness and disease being dispelled, people being set free, healed and delivered. I mean, that all has to do with a nation prospering in the kingdom of God and all that he has for us in the kingdom.
That's right. That's right. You know, 3 John 2 says, may you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. And you know, it's funny, but I've done some studies on the word righteousness. And many times righteousness in the Hebrew is the word tzedek. And broken down, it means his rightness, his justice, his equity, and his character, but his prosperity. Okay. So this means when we're acting in his righteousness, all right, we're acting in the fullness of prosperity. He calls us to be righteous, right? May you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers or enters into that place where you carry the righteousness of Christ. Remember, we are his righteousness. So when we walk in righteousness, we're walking in prosperity. And, you know, here's another scripture that's coming to my mind. Psalm 24 says that he restores our soul and he sets us on paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Julie, that word righteousness is tzedek. It means he sets us on paths of prosperity for his name's sake. Now, that's huge. Because if we're going to rule in the earth today, how's one going to rule if one's soul is not prosperous? We need to be thinking about how can we make our souls prosperous, and purification and consecration will start the cycle of purity that will release the wisdom and therefore the prosperity that we can walk in as a people and then ultimately as a nation. And then we will begin to see the fullness of what God calls for in preparing the land for the return of Yeshua.
Amen. And I love this section you have. It's not a passive year. It's not a year to be passive. God's raising up families, communities, and networks. Tell us about this. That's an exciting word.
Yeah, it is time for the body of Christ to know who it is and know what we have received. And again, I'm going to focus on prosperity here, because technically, if it is true that the curse was removed when Jesus hung on the tree, right? The curse is everyone who hung on a tree. There is a new level of prosperity that has been given to the people of God. He has redeemed all things. He does not want us to walk as fools, but we're to walk circumspectly and wise, redeeming the time as though all things are full and prosperous. See, the church needs a mindset in order to dominate, right? We need a mindset shift in order to dominate. If everything you see is always lack, deficit, poverty, how are you going to manage the wealth of nations? Yes. Everyone wants to talk about the great wealth transfer. Well, the great wealth transfer isn't for you to pay your rent. It's for you to be able to carry already a prosperous soul that can receive what God wants to give so that he can plant it in the earth so that he can then multiply and advance his plan. Now we're seeing with all the world issues going on, you brought a Venezuela, Iran, okay, yeah. We can talk about Nigeria, you know, mm-hmm. Africa, all these different places. He's turning up the soil. He's turning yes. it over so that he can then bring forth wise people who will manage the wealth of his nations. They're not our nations. They're his nations. And in the end times, his nations will come to Israel and they will celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, the Festival of Joy, and they will stand before him and they will wave their banners and their flags. And we will celebrate the wedding supper of the Lamb as the nations marry the King. And he does not want the nations to view themselves as poor. They should be viewing themselves as at least prosperous in the soul of the nation. And therefore, standing with him on that marriage supper and saying, I'm a prosperous bride and I'm going to marry a prosperous husband.
Help Elijah Force continue to reach people around the world. All donations go toward making the Elijah Force podcast possible. Visit ElijahForce.com/give and become a partner today.
Yeah. You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking of Venezuela again. You know, they were just in poverty, poverty stricken under this leadership in every way. It was horrifying, horrifying, the poverty that was there. And then to come to find out after they get liberated, you know, President Trump liberated them, they have more oil resources there than any other nation in the world, even more than Saudi Arabia. That's how much oil they have. And so yes. talk about, you know, a nation prospering, it's going to happen. I mean, it's amazing that President Trump was bringing in, you know, oil companies to help, you know, repair all the oil, you know, facilities and the industry there to get it running again. They have more oil than any nation in the world. And I think it's just a prophetic picture of walking into the prosperity that God has for us. And he's shaking the ground. He's shaking nations. And it's amazing. Because it is taking kingdom, dominion, and authority. And we're going to see Venezuela prosper in incredible ways. And it's just a prophetic picture of much more coming for the nations. I think we're going to discover resources that haven't been tapped into in the nations. And I've seen that in Asia. I've seen that in Thailand. There's going to be resources that have been hidden that haven't been tapped into that is going to cause nations to prosper as never before.
No, you are so right on, Julie. That is just such a strong prophetic word. And this is what he's doing. This is why I say, Candace, this is a reset. This is the great reset. Yeah. I'm resetting economies to a place of prosperity. And, you know, just think about Venezuela, how that stuff was hidden. It was underground. Yes. It was being manipulated by cartels, by sick, evil people that had held mm-hmm. down God's very own resources. And so yeah. we have to think about this. The Lord is pulling out the scrolls of destiny over every nation. He is uncapping mm-hmm. the wells of prosperity, but somebody has got to have the right mindset, or the peoples must have the right mindset to manage that prosperity. And see, now it's time for Venezuela to have a leader, right, that can manage the wealth of that nation. And so when we pray for nations, we need to pray that God is raising up leaders that can manage the wealth that is hidden. And when the Lord Ooh. Does go in and he turns it over, who's the one? Who's going to be the reformer? Who's the one raised up with the prosperous soul? He's not going to raise up a poverty-stricken person to begin to start making decisions again, because the poverty people already had it. The cartels are poverty. Their poverty mindset, they're into evil, they're into corruption, and that's the poverty of the earth manifesting. God's going to break it free with prosperous people who he's going to yes. give vision to, and he's going to give resources to. Come on, I'm getting excited right now, because see, this is what God wants in the earth. We're going to see it happen here in 2026. There is going to be the dominion and multiplication, a continuation of this reset from COVID that turned up everything yes. in our healthcare system, right? And now we're going to begin to see it in our economic systems. It's going to be amazing. I want to be one of those ones that yeah. he calls on to manage. I'm just saying right now, you know, people with prosperous souls, We step up to the plate. Come on, Julie, you got a prosperous soul. Some of the people that are watching right now, they got a prosperous soul. Raise your hand and say, God, I'm ready, you know, and I'm ready because I have your wisdom and I want more of your wisdom. I'm not ready in myself or in my flesh, but I'm ready because I know the King and I know he is prosperous and he wants me to be obedient to his instructions so he can carry forth that prosperity in the earth. He's looking for obedient people at this time.
Awesome. Oh, you got your preach on, that's for sure. That's awesome. You know, it's Venezuela is such a picture of the wealth of the wicked is being laid up for the just, and it's happening. And I don't think we've barely scratched the surface of other things that are going to be unfolded in Venezuela. I think there's so much more coming there that we're going to find out about. Anything else you want to say about this is a year, you know, you talked a lot about dominion and, you know, multiplication and purification and all that. You said this is a year to step into the fullness of dominion and multiplication and how heaven is calling us forward. And we even have a declaration. So share whatever you want there.
Yes. Yeah, so in addition to all that I said that in the word, I said that, that we're coming into the new eternal kingdom order. I just want to explain a little bit what that actually means. Well, in the book of Hebrews, we know that Jesus was in the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek is a different order than the Aaronical priesthood. What made Jesus and his assignment so powerful is that on the Day of Atonement, after he had accomplished his death, his burial, when he resurrected with his blood, he put his blood on the mercy seat and he declared, "It is finished." At that point, there was a legal transfer that happened in the earth and happened during earth time. This means he catapulted all of us into what's called eternal time. Mm-hmm. And so there is a revelation of eternal time, which is has no lack. It is full. It is prosperous. It is a new eternal order that we who as believers enter into once we come to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And from there, we enter into a space, a realm of eternal. It's an everlasting realm, an eternal realm, where our resources are full in every way. And so when we talk about dominion multiplication, we're talking about taking back the power that we had in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve, yes, they gave it away, but the second Adam, Jesus, bought it back for us. So now there is a new eternal kingdom order legally because Jesus is in the new eternal order of Melchizedek, where he has taken all of his people back to the original design. This again is why it's a reset. And so the new eternal kingdom order is something that we should be learning about. It's something that we should be growing in. It's something that we should be understanding at next levels. And so I just want to encourage those, you know, that are watching. If you don't even understand what this is, all you have to do is go to the book of Hebrews and you can read all through Hebrews about the new eternal order of Melchizedek. And really, what does this mean? And this is something that is for us today. And so I talk a lot about that in my new book, Cracking the Time Code. And so, that's kind of all a part of it.
Awesome. And we'll get into that in just a minute. But I love this scripture. Let's bring up the scripture from Philippians 3:14. This kind of sums up everything that we're called to and what we're moving into for this year. I love it. It says, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." He's calling us to a higher calling this year as never before. And you could just feel it. He's stirring people. He's increasing the anointing. I even woke up, I think it was last week, just like the Holy Spirit inside of me vibrating as never before. It wasn't a walking into the Lord's presence in a, you know, in a room or in a nice atmosphere. It was inside of me vibrating out. And it was so strong. And I just know he's calling us to so much more. And I love that, you know, the Holy Spirit did that inside of me, because I think it's such a prophetic picture of where he's calling us to as well. Just to, you know, it felt like a resurrection power, honestly, from the inside of me that's going to pour out. And I think he's going to do that. He's going to increase the Holy Spirit inside of us in power to pour out everything that you had talked about today in resurrection power. And I think that's what we have to look forward to in 2026 and beyond.
Yes, I agree with you. And, you know, just like you, he was doing that with me too, with this purity portal kind of thing, same kind of thing, you know, it's pouring in that righteousness, but you know, wanting to stand before the King in great purity and making decisions out of that space of wisdom and not making decisions to gain. I think this is one of the other things we talk about: purity or righteousness, holiness, dunamis power, walking in resurrection power or ascension power. We're talking about the fact that we want to position our hearts, you know, everything about us, not to gain. That's something that Adam and Eve and the fall of man, they then tried to gain everything, right? Because they had lost everything. And so within our own souls is this innate desire to gain. Well, if you come before the Lord and he's already given, he's already fully redeemed all of our lack of resources, then our job now is not to be getters or gainers. It's to be receivers and givers.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And you have this declaration that'll help us all, and we can bring that up. I'd love for you to declare that and whatever else you want to share, and then we'll get into your cracking the code. Go for it.
Yes. So let us say together, I am seated with Christ in heavenly places. I bring heaven to earth. I walk in dominion, multiplication, and supernatural wisdom. I am a member of his new eternal kingdom order, and 2026 is my year of divine alignment. Heaven is here, and I will be a key to manifest it. Woo! Glory to the Lord.
And we all said amen to that. Oh, this was so, so good. I'd love for you to share a little bit about a hot topic on your heart called cracking the time code, and then we can bring up your resources and all that, and we'll have you go out praying for our viewers.
Yes. My brand new book, Cracking the Time Code. Exciting. It just came out this past week. And really in the book, I teach you how to step into supernatural acceleration, stop cycles of delay, and secure the promises that God has over your life today. So I kind of take you on this journey of how Jesus cracked the time code. So I'm going to talk a lot about the new eternal order, kingdom order, and the new eternal order of Melchizedek. What does this mean for us today? What kind of choices and decisions do we make now that Jesus has brought us back to the Garden of Eden, which equals the ascension realms? The Apostle Paul says, we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. Our life is hidden with Christ in God. So this place for the church is equal to the ground that existed at creation on day six. Both of these places are in eternity, okay? So I talk about how time doesn't really begin until Adam and Eve eat the forbidden fruit. You might say, well, how does that work, Candace? Wasn't there 7 days, right? There were 6 days that God created things. Isn't that time? No, that was time within an eternal span. There was no death at all. But once Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, we entered what's called earth time. And earth time had a definitive beginning at the fall of man, and it had an end. Okay. And you might say, well, when's the end? The end was when Jesus went and put his blood on the mercy seat and he declared it is finished. And then he catapulted all of us to eternal time. So what does this mean for us today? So I raised some really deep questions about how we can begin to walk from an eternal perspective. The Apostle Paul says, set your affections above. He says, have an eternal mindset, because he did. And listen, he grew in that knowledge and understanding. It wasn't like he went from Saul to Paul and then boom, he had all that. No, boom, he went into eternal time. Yes, but he had to grow in his soul in an understanding of that. So I take the reader on a journey to understand how time has fully been redeemed. This brings them to a place of peace and rest and joy, and how they can begin to start operating out of toil, out of lack, out of deficit, changing our eyesight so that we can recover our sight and see as Jesus saw. I talk about signs, miracles, and wonders. I talk about who we are as a prophetic people today. There's a lot of really deep topics in it, but it's going to be an awesome resource for those that want to learn how to step into the fullness of God in 2026.
Ooh, that's good. Very, very good. Oh, I love that. I'm going to get my get that book. It just came out. It's a brand new book.
Brand new. It was just released on January 6th. And yep, it's available in all major booksellers, or people can get it on my website at CandiceSmithman.com. And I also have a class called The New Eternal Kingdom Order, which is all, it's all video focused. It's 17 teachings, which will help take people into a greater understanding. I mean, lots and lots of teaching on this. And so, you know, that's a great resource. And then I also have a brand new class with Destiny Image. It's called Cracking the Time Code. And there I'll take you through every single chapter of the book. Okay. So the New Eternal Kingdom Order is a bit different. I'm talking about all of the subject matters. All right, but it's not in the direct order of the book. If you want the direct order of the book from chapter one all the way through to the end, that is on Destiny Image, and that's called Cracking the Time Code. We'll also have the link on my website at CandiceSmithman.com. You can access it that way too, and you can watch videos while you're reading the book. So some good ways to keep up.
So a lot of great resources at CandiceSmithman.com. So if you want to find out, you know, books, trainings, all the resources Candace has, go to there. And then we also had your book, 365 Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. I know that you study the Hebrew calendar, and Lord has gifted you and anointed you to really study out and help us learn about all things Hebraic. So tell us a little bit about this.
Yes, this is actually a bestseller, Julie. People all over the world now have access to know who God is every single month according to the Hebrew calendar. On the first of every month, I'll give you the main scripture for the month. I will also tell you what is the tribe of Israel that matches that month. What is the gemstone in Aaron's breastplate that matches that tribe? And what is the actual star that goes with the tribe itself. And then I take you on a journey, walking you from a new moon all the way to a full moon and a new moon again, with 30 prophetic revelations for each month. And so this is a great resource for people who want to walk with God every month and learn how to integrate the Hebrew calendar and the Gregorian calendar. We're indeed in the year 2026, but that's Gregorian. But if you want to know God's calendar, which is the Hebrew calendar, I can walk you through that while you're walking through the Gregorian calendar, and you can keep in sync with God's timing.
Oh, that's awesome. And then you also have a podcast. Tell us about your podcast and where we can watch you or listen to you.
My husband and I have Manifest His Presence. It's also on the Charisma Podcast Network. You can watch it on Spotify and I guess Google Play, all of those different places. And so every week I have a message I put out, and then my husband also has a message. So so each week you hear from both of us. Sometimes you'll hear from us at the same time. So that's a really, really a great resource for people who like to just listen in their car and that kind of thing. And the message that I bring forth every week will match my video YouTube message, which you can find on my YouTube channel at Candace Smithman. And then my husband, he does a separate message. A lot of times it's complimentary because, again, we're both ministering in alignment with the Hebrew calendar, which is very, very prophetic. So it kind of keeps us with what God is doing prophetically in the earth all the time. So it's an exciting resource.
Very good. I love listening to teachings and all that while I'm driving. And I hear more people say they feel the presence of God when they're in their car, you know, because they can worship Him with no distractions. And I love that. And what a way to listen to, you know, godly podcasts while you're driving and just experience the presence of the Lord. So good. Well, I would love for you to go out praying for our viewers, whatever the Lord has on your heart. And then you talked a lot about purity portals. And I think that's so important this time of the year. And that hit me really hard. Purity portals. I think we all need to have a purity portal from heaven over us, because it just opens up everything that you talked about today.
Amen. I agree with you. And you know, and as I pray for everyone, I'm receiving it too, folks. Yes. I'm in a next level of a purity portal. I want God to crack that door even more than he has for me. I want more wisdom to come through that. So if you're feeling that right now and you want that too, then just come into agreement with me and we'll just thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. So Father, we just thank you for Jesus who died, buried, resurrected, and ascended to help us enter into the places of purity that will release your wisdom. And so, Lord, I ask, Father, that you would take us there in our dreams at night. During the day, you would help us submit to you so we can submit to this portal of purity, that you would begin to crack the door wide open, not only for us individually, but for our families, for our cities, states, for our nations, that we would enter into a place of purity so we can stand with you, Lord, in the end. You're preparing your body to walk in purity, righteousness, and holiness, Lord. And so I thank you right now. May the glory of the Lord cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Habakkuk 2:14. And Lord, I thank you that the glory is released through purity. And so, Lord, continue to open that purity portal here as we pray, fast, and give and consecrate ourselves here in the month of first fruits. We love you. We honor you. We thank you, Father, for what you're depositing in us right now. And I can just hear the Lord say, I'm stirring your spirit. I'm stirring your spirit right now. And I'm going to take you into these places of eternal, new kingdom order, but eternal purity in Jesus' name. God says, I'm preparing you in purity in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord.
Amen. All this was so good. It was power packed. You got in so much in an hour. So much.
Amen.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you for joining us today. Happy New Year to you and your family. We know that it's going to be an incredible year for you and we can't wait to get updates. So come on again soon. Let us know when you have a new revelation or teaching because people are so blessed by all that you share. Thank you. Dr. Candace, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Julie. It was my blessing to be with you again. Hello to everybody, Elijah Streams, Elijah Force. Thank you all so much.
Thank you. So I'll just remind viewers where you can watch us, like us, and give us some love. We're on rumble.com, Elijah Force, facebook.com, Elijah Force Show, email us, connect@ElijahForce.com, instagram.com, Elijah Force Show, and of course, take us on the road at ElijahForcePodcast.com. So viewers, thank you for joining us today on Elijah Force. And never forget, you are a kingdom force to be reckoned with. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
This has been Elijah Force. Thanks for listening. For more episodes like this, you can listen to the Elijah Force podcast on Apple and Spotify. Join us every Monday and Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific time on Rumble and Facebook. Elijah Force is part of Elijahless Ministries. Go to ElijahForce.com/give to become a partner today. Did you receive a breakthrough from today's show? Please let us know at connect@ElijahForce.com. Never forget that you are a force to be reckoned with.